This is Dropkick with a red dash alpha message in two parts. Break, break.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Early. It would be until 7 p.m.
Autumn turns to winter, and then winter turns to spring. It's not just a season, you know, it goes for everything.
Clouds can turn to rain, and then it just might snow. You gotta take a lesson from Mother Nature, and if you do, you'll know.
When it's time to change, then it's time to change. Don't fight the tide, come along for the ride, don't you see? When it's time to change, you've got to rearrange who you are and what you're gonna be.
The changes you've been through. A little bit of living, a little bit of growing, all adds up to you. Every boy's a man inside,
a girl's a woman too. And if you wanna reach your destiny, here's what you've got to do.
When it's time to change, then it's time to change. Don't fight the tide, come along for the ride, don't you see? When it's time to change,
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial. It is hot, 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 hot out there. Turn on the AC, turn up the music, enjoy your summer evening. Listen to Time Travel with Chris Earl. I'm here with you until 7 p.m.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Welcome to the Casbah Club.
You're listening to WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earl. The show is Time Travel. It's Dystopia today till 7 p.m.
Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls.
WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial. Dystopia today. Here's Guns N' Roses.
Well, nothing.
Dystopia today on Time Travel.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand. Trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be.
Thank you. Western world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating, but you tell me. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me. Sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me. China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
This is an official civil defense film produced in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration and in consultation with the Safety Commission of the National Education Association. We all know the atomic bomb is very dangerous. We must get ready for it. If you are not ready, it could hurt you in different ways. It could knock you down hard or throw you against a tree or a wall. But if you duck and cover, you will be much safer. The next important thing to do after that is to stay covered until the danger is over. Yes, we must all get ready now so we know how to save ourselves if the atomic bomb ever explodes near us.
Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
This is an official civil...
is the secret of Soylent Green.
New York City, in the year 2022. Nothing runs anymore. Nothing works. But the people are the same. And the people will do anything to get what they need.
This is the police!
What they need most is Soylent Green.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted.
Soylent Green.
Detective Sergeant Thorne. He has a 2-year backlog of unsolved murders. Now he's on a case that must be solved. Saul Roth, Thorne's private library.
Hey, Saul!
A living book in a world without books.
Have some pencils. Courtesy of your next assignment. William R. Simonson.
Simonson. He was the first to learn the secret of Soylent Green.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Saul Roth was the next to know.
How did we come to this?
And he chose to die rather than reveal the secret of Soylent Green.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Why did you set up Simonson?
I didn't.
Cheryl.
See your hands.
Officially, she's furniture. She comes with the apartment. She belongs to the tenant.
How many times you been in trouble with the police, Cheryl?
Never.
Can't hear you.
Never.
Captain Hatcher. First, he wanted this case solved.
Simonson. What do you say?
It was an assassination.
Now, he just wants it closed.
Who bought you? High and hot, and they want this case closed permanently. Their way. Now, you sign this.
You sign it!
Thorne refuses to close the Simonson case.
Just do what you have to do. Where did you go with Simonson?
He took me to church.
Church?
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 6 months since my last confession.
Charlton Heston, Edward G. Robinson, Chuck Connors, Lee Taylor Young, Brock Peters, Paula Kelly, and Joseph Cotton fight for survival and try to solve the most bizarre riddle ever to face mankind. The search for the secret of Soylent Green. We'll find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop him!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Please!
Thank you.
Tokyo is about to explode. Streamlined Pictures presents a state-of-the-art adventure, Akira.
Let's see now. Uzi 9mm, 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 Uzi 9mm.
I like big guns and I cannot lie. Your action fans can't deny. When Arnold walks in with an itty-bitty gun and he sticks it in your face, you get sprung. Gonna crap your pants. Sully, yeah, Sully, yeah. Remember when I said I'd kill you last? Hell yeah. Well, I lied. I lied. I lied and so you die. I'll be back. Hasta la vista. Hasta la vista. This is great.
Thank you.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The show is Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. All dystopia today. Here's the Doors. Love the Peace Frog.
In the streets, it's up to my ankles.
Face as he gathered me in his arms and rushed to the burning building on the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's My daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. But as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We take long walks down by the river, just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day he went away and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? That's all there is, my friend. Then I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh, no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment. 'Cause I know just as well as I'm standing here talking to you that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there
is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Hurl on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. All dystopia today here on Time Travel. Ta-da!